We're very lucky to have the little bit of build-up from our practice yesterday, and got the rocket in orbit. First day, we think of it takes a lot of extra effort, more talking, etc. Call it launching energy. Today, you can really just let yourself just ride the silence, the support of each other. Just want to say a couple more things about working with moods and emotions. And this also connects to working with physical sensations as well. Of course, we want to, our practice moves in the direction of accommodating everything equally, being able to feel incredible joy, incredible grief, sadness, whatever it is that presents itself, and putting it all to good use, letting it all just support us in growing and in non-reactivity or equanimity, to help us help us learn the nature of change, and then enter into the stream of change, so that we're not trying to block the river of life. We're entering the stream. That's, you could call it stream enter, is letting go. So everything is equal with that. But sometimes there are experiences where our reactivity, as I mentioned yesterday, gets so strong that it's not wise to try to just stay with that experience, that it's necessary to work with the quality of our attention or somehow reestablish a sense of composure and balance in order to be able to accommodate more easily what comes next or what's happening. Sometimes we're not able to do that when in the middle of something really difficult. And so at those moments, it's helpful, and it's not cheating, to move your attention to something that you can accommodate easier. So let's say I'm feeling this intense anger or grief, and it feels like I'm being overwhelmed by it. I'm not able to accommodate it. He said the instructions is whatever is predominant, you feel it, see how it behaves. I'm not able to do that. So in those moments, you might want to just touch into it. Yeah, I know you're here, but let me shift a little bit to just the touch of my lips. Something a little more neutral or pleasant. That's also happening. It's very reassuring to our mind that we know that there are other things going on, that whatever that intense, very difficult to bear experience is, it's not the whole world. It feels like it for a moment. But when you realize there's my rear end touching the cushion, or there's my hands touching, let me just hang out there for a moment. And we go back and forth, or often when we go back because our reactivity is diminished, we can accommodate what's there a little easier. Does that make sense? Everybody do that already? You probably intuitively do that. What we're conditioned to do is just check out when we can't deal with something disassociate. Or just space out, just not notice. So this way, we stay conscious and we're continuing to train our attention to orient our attention to reality, to real time. But sometimes it's important to be able to go back and forth. So that's one thing I wanted to say. Everything in the direction of welcoming. And it has real implications in terms of feeling grief or feeling the whole range of experience. It has huge implications for our world. And a teaching that I have been really informed by is from a theologian and psychologist named Sam Keen. Many of you probably read Sam Keen. And this was from a book called Faces of the Enemy, Reflections of the Hostile Imagination. And just so you break the spell that we're somehow, what we're doing here is somehow divorced from the world. Perhaps this will bring it back in without having us dwell on the pain of what's happening right now. He says, to lessen the quantity of cruelty and sadism, we must learn to listen to the cry beneath violence. The victor must hear himself in the victim's cry, the winner feel himself in the humiliation of the loser. So long as we can visit pain on another, we need not feel our own pain. Anger lifts depression. For a time, purging our rage on a scapegoat relieves us of the feeling. But the need for the cleansing of the unacceptable feelings builds up, and we must plunge into a new circle of violence. The only certain way out of the blind ritual of war is by learning to substitute grief for anger. Those who mourn the childhood love they never had, who treat their own wounds tenderly, learn to forgive and to break the vicious circle of the wounded and the wounding. When we're unable to confess that our own parents, our own governments, our own styles of life have disappointed and injured us, we will inevitably create an enemy on whom we heap our anger. Every day we're not grieving is a day we will be taking vengeance. So, whatever it is that we're... I mean, that may be a more dramatic version of the different ways that we project our unmetabolized feelings. And so this is an opportunity, our practice is an opportunity to, as Rumi says, to welcome and entertain them all. He says, even if there are a crowd of sorrows that empty your house of its furniture, meet them at the door, welcome them, invite them in. So that's the general opening, because that's reality. It's also the Dharma. Is we have strong emotions. And when we don't feel them, they tend to go out. Please.
Could you repeat that poem? Not repeat it, but who was the author?
Sam Keen. K-E-E-N. Sam Keen. And this is from a book called Faces of the Enemy, Reflections of the Hostile Imagination. Then something else I thought might be, this is not all we're doing today, we're opening to everything, but in terms of, I did say that we tend to think about our feelings more than feel them. So as we just continue to welcome whatever's there, sometimes the attitude of mind, the way we view them, can determine whether we can accommodate them or not. And I find it really helpful to read the teachings of Mala Doma Somme, an African anthropologist, spiritual teacher, who says that when someone in his village is taken over by strong emotion, the entire village attends to that person. The reason is that for the Dogara people of Maladoma's homeland, strong emotion is never about one person alone, but rather about the village community itself. So we often personalize everything. And of course, what you feel isn't the same as I, but often what we're feeling is the collective. And that's my editorial, sorry. In his or her highly charged emotional state, a certain person is understood to be giving birth to something that the entire village needs to know and needs to address. So, it's not to disconnect, say, oh, it's not me, it's the community. We are the community. We don't live so alone, apart from everything. And so to be able to see, what do we need to learn? So just the punctuation on the on turning toward whatever mood or emotion or feeling, I leave you with the attitude that's beautifully expressed by Pesha Joyce Gertler in her poem called Healing, The Healing Time. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin, my bones, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again, where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. So may we all have a holy day welcoming our experience. So part of making it holy is to maintain a certain continuity of practice. The secret sauce in our practice is not just the formal parts, but the informal parts. So as we transition to a walking period right now, that we'll walk until half past the hour. As we go into walking, take care equally with the experience of standing up, of turning, of door handles, of bending over. Whatever it is that you're doing, just bring it all into the field of mindful attention so that our mind is less fixated on where we're going and more on where we are. And do it with a sense of humor, because you'll see how much you just go on automatic pilot. But it can make it really interesting. We have a joke at Spirit Rock Meditation Center, where I'm my home center, where we invite people to see how many NPMs that you have. Have you heard of NPMs? Noticings per minute. And there's never a distinction made between the formal and the informal practice. So let's all increase our NPMs today with put a smile on our face.